He said, let's look at verse 11. Therefore, the heart of the king of Syria was so troubled. For the things, and he called his servants and said unto them, Will thou show me which of us is for the king of Israel? And the servants said, None, my lord, O king, but Elisha the prophet that is in Israel. Tell the king of Israel the words that thou speakest in thy bedchamber. And he said, Go and spy where he is, now watch it, that I may send and fetch him. And it was told him, saying, Behold, he is in Dothan. Therefore, send thither horses and chariot and a great host. And there come, and they came by night and compassed the city about. And when the servant and the man of God was raised in the morning, early rather, and going forth, behold, the host compassed the city, both the horses and chariot. And his servant said unto him, Alas, my master, how shall we do? He answered, Fear not, for they that be with us are more than they that be with them. And Elisha prayed and said, Lord, I pray thee, open his eyes that he may see. And he opened the eyes of the young man, and he saw what? The mountain was full of horses and chariots about Elisha. Elisha. And here's the whole thing. These unseen forces that God has to protect us is unseen to the eye, but you need to know that they are there with you all the time. That we are never alone or by ourselves. And this is why we need to be confident in what God has called us to do, what God has given us, and that we can walk in this earth. Listen to me good. Walk in this earth because you know and I know there's all kind of stuff that's going on now. You can read, you see the news all the time. You see the news, what stuff is happening all the time. Right? But the psalmist says, this is why we study scripture, this is why we learn the truth. But the psalmist says, what, Psalm 91, he shall give his angels charge over thee to do what? Keep thee in how many ways? You say, I know someone's a Christian, they got murdered. You know why that happened to believers most of the time? Maybe not all the time, because some people give up their life for the gospel. Very few. But you know why that happened? That Christian, that believer was not walking under that covenant rights. That angel saw what was going on, but the angel couldn't do nothing. Remember what Adam said the moment he got out of the will of God? Y'all remember what he said? He said, I heard thy voice. Didn't he say it? I heard thy voice, what? Walking in the garden. I was afraid. Psalm 103. Psalm 103. See, when you learn these things and walk in them daily, you can shout. I am convinced you may not believe it. I really, and you know, I care, but I really don't care. I am convinced that I'm here today because March the 9th, I can't figure, in my natural thinking, I can't figure out how in the world I didn't get shot. You think about it now. I mean, I'll illustrate it to you. Here's a man standing right here on my left. I could reach out and touch him. My assistant gunner, he had to be close because he had to connect those belts, those bullets that come in belts, you know, long 100 round. And he has to stay close to me so he, when that belt gets short, he had to connect it to the, so it can keep, so I can keep firing. These two guys, I could reach out like that and touch. He got squirt, got hit right here to all his eyes and nose and mouth. This guy right here got shot right there. And I was in the middle of it. My angel was there. I didn't realize it then, but my angel was there. My angel was there. And I want you to, like I said, we're summing up. I want you to realize it is in these hours in which we live. It is so important that we understand the words we speak could mean life or death in our in situation now that we find ourselves. So don't take lightly what's being said here today. Listen to it. Psalm 103, verse 20. Bless the Lord, ye his angels, that excel in strength. What do they do? They excel in strength. That do what? That do what? They do his commandment. They don't do what I say against the word of God. They do what God have commanded. What did Jesus say? What did Jesus say about his commandment? I shall love the Lord thy God, all thy heart, soul, mind, and strength. And these commandments I give unto you. What commandment? That you love one another. And I have loved you. Commandment, if you be willing and obedient, you eat the good of the land. Commandment, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Commandment, bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse and prove me now. He who says the Lord, that I will not open your window of heaven open and pull you out a blessing that shall not be room enough to receive. Commandment. I could go on and on about the commandment. But watch, you notice the angels hearken to what? The voice of his word. He said, but the, he said, bless ye the Lord, ye angel that excel in strength and keep his command. Keep his commandment, hearkening unto the voice of his word. Keep his commandment. In other words, if you speak the word of God, which is his commandment,